It's time as we roll out the coaches show and hanging out with me, head coach of the West Plains Scissors, Brock Kanegi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, feels a little more like football, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's cooled down and it's football weather.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Last week, wow. You guys, it's fun everywhere. I mean, there's a lot of points. There's a lot of drama. It's just exciting football, isn't it?
Yeah, you just just never know what you're going to get. It's kind we try to make it exciting.
Forrest Gump, you know, life is a box of chocolates. But, no, I mean, all in all, it was a win. The Scissors, you improved 4-2. Take us through it.
So, we got the ball to start off. Offense marched all the way down the field. Had a really nice drive. No big major plays, just a good solid drive. Just kept moving the chains, score, and we go to defense. And first play, we give up a touchdown on a sweep.
Did you just go Bolivar? I mean, because Bolivar's kind of been a boogaboo, you know.
They are. Bolivar is West Plains' rival.
Yeah,
for sure. Have been. That was one thing I learned quickly whenever I came here to West Plains. Usually you can throw the records out the books.
Yeah.
I mean.
And those are fun games, aren't they?
They are. They are. Bolivar's, you know, they're a tough, hard-nosed team, very disciplined, and they're going to give you their best.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
But, you know, I mean, the final score, 35-12, which is not, I mean, you guys were in control, but. It was just kind of like the game starts, like you said, and you kind of get going. You're thinking, you're going, all right, and then boom.
Yeah. It still just kind of baffles me that, you know, they were able to do what they did. But after that, we settled down and played really good defense after that. You know, we were driving down right before half. We're on the, you know, inside the 10. And we throw an interception for a 90-yard touchdown for Bolivar. So, you know, we basically give them
12 points. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I say. It just happens. Makes you shake your head.
It does. It happens.
But it's a win. And, you know, I mean, you hopefully players grow from a win. They grow from, you know, just seeing things. I mean, and there's a plethora of you know, losing focus or I'm not nitpicking on anybody. You know, there's just a bunch of different things, and you hopefully you learn and you grow from all of them, because that's what makes you better. But tonight, you're at home, and you got the Mules. They're 1-5. What are you seeing out of Poplar Bluff?
Poplar Bluff is, you know, that record's kind of deceiving. They play a gauntlet.
Oh, yeah.
Their first five games, they play some really quality opponents, week in, week out. They're very fast. This is going to be the fastest team that we've played, without a doubt. I'm sure a lot of people might take offense to that, but they're fast.
Mm-hmm. They like to spread it out, throw
they
it
do.
Around.
They're a spread team. They're going to be four wide, five wide, basically the entire game. They might put two backs in a backfield five times the entire game.
And is that for more just max protect? Or
no,
they do some things out of it.
They try to run out of it. You know, short yardage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll put a fullback in and try to run it. I don't foresee them doing that to us very much. They're going to be 4-5 wide. The field, 53 yards wide. And... You know, give their athletes the best chance.
Yeah. Well, and that's – now, your defense, you know, here you are, you're week seven here, and you've had to kind of, you've had a little bit of a mash unit as well. This is a big test for that secondary, and of course, but I think that D-line can help the secondary out on a spread team, can't they?
Yeah, our defensive line has to have a big night tonight. Our defensive line has done a wonderful job to this point. They're great run stoppers. But tonight they're going to have to put on their pass rushing shoes because they're going to have to rush a passer.
Yeah.
The quarterback he's a mobile kid. He's really a good looking athlete. He's about 6 foot tall, 190 pounds, big, strong kid. Pretty good runner. They run a lot of they do run the ball. It's just because they're in a spread set doesn't mean they don't run the ball. They do run the ball. They run an inside zone and outside zone scheme, which
I'm pretty familiar with it.
Yeah. But in order to run that, your quarterback has to be a runner. He has to be a threat, and he is. He reads it pretty well. And when he runs it, he's a load.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of keeps you honest on the backside. So, you know, the backside tackle, backside linebacker,
mm-hmm.
they have to kind of stay at home.
Oh, yeah. Or, well, yes. But, man, I mean, it's so easy because it's so easy to get sucked in. You know, I mean, but, Coach, there was a lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I seen the running back run right by you as you was. But no, I mean, it is. You know, it's easy to kind of get drawn in. It's almost like, you know, they're baiting you a little bit and you zoom and they're gone. But it's going to be a fun night for sure. It's going to be a good time. But also, there's some other cool stuff that's going on. The West Plains Quarterback Club, they're sponsoring this Blackout Cancer Night. And the Mules, of course, will be in town. But this special event is going to benefit the Ozarks Healthcare Cancer Treatment Center. And they're encouraging fans to wear black, to black out, and show your support for cancer fighters and survivors. My mom is a breast cancer survivor. The highlight of the evening is going to be the Warrior Walk ceremony. That's going to be at 6:30, honoring individuals who've battled cancer, either personally.
It's a big night for us. It's a big night for West Plains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we expect they'll probably. I don't know anybody that hasn't been affected by cancer.
Yeah.
It just seems to be more and more, and so we just want to show our support to these, you know, brave people and into our community that's supported us so well this year. You know, we want to give back. So we're expecting a really big night.
Well, it's going to be a spectacular night. Also, I know you won't mind me throwing this in, the second annual Rib Cook for Justin Cooley Memorial Scholarship. That's going to be October 24th and the 25th. The rib pickup is going to be Friday at 1, Saturday at noon, and Saturday at 6. If you're interested, please contact David Ledgerwood. And if you need, you can contact me or you can contact Coach Carnegie. We can give you his number. But everything made, 100%, goes to the scholarship for a couple of deserving seniors. And those ribs are, they do it upright, don't they?
Yes, they do.
It's good stuff. And so, you know, Friday night football and barbecue ribs and just coming together as a community is a pretty special event. You know, the season's wrapping down. We took a peek at the district, and that's kind of everybody's positioning themselves for that. You want those home games come district time.
Yeah, trying to get that number one seed is a big thing for us. It's no secret that having to travel down here to West Plains, it's a hard place to come and play.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if we can get that number one seed, it's a big advantage for us.
Well, and you know, healing, well, let's talk a little bit about the injured out there. They I know it's a process, but is there any chance that we might see some of them come back?
You know, we had one more injury last week. Our center, Sam Allen.
Oh, no.
Injured his shoulder. So he's rehabbing right now. We're hoping the best, you know, for Sam. We feel pretty good that he'll be back, you know, in a couple of weeks. We're hoping and praying for Sam. You know, he's a senior, great kid. Dominic Hale, you know, he's still rehabbing and everything, and we're just not sure, you know, we're hoping to get him back, but when, it's not in our hands.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you his know? Injury is, that's a,
it was kind of a freak deal.
Kind of, yeah. And,
so we're, you know, it's just in the Lord's hands and he'll take over.
Are able to come back. Appreciate your time. Head coach of the West Plains Scissors, Brock Kanagy, and, you know, all the community support out there, feeding these young men and getting them revved up and ready to go. That's a great thing that the community does. And tonight, remember, wear your black and show up, because it's going to be, well, there's going to be a lot of mules. And so come on out, support your Scissors. It's going to be a good time. Coach, thanks for coming by.
Thank you. I appreciate it.